Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Rich is here. Brian's a new friend. He's the author of Shift and Reset, Strategies for Addressing Serious Issues in a Connected Society. He's also Senior Vice President and Global Editor at Edelman. He's a contributor to a magazine I started telling you about back in 98, Fast Company. And he's also chairman of the board of a nonprofit organization dedicated to investigative journalism, Investigate West. And he's our new friend, Brian Rich. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Brian, the things that you report on in your book and that you talk about in your book is a sort of a societal tour of how things are changing for human beings that are similar to the kind of things that we touch on here and on this show, that on how the same forces are impacting our small businesses. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we live in this really interesting and complicated time where the world is now connected and information is moving so much faster. And as a result, what we have always done, what we have always known in every sector, in every type of organization, small business and otherwise, isn't working quite the same way. It's changing under our feet and all around us. And, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways you can take that. Some people dig in their heels and try to protect what they know and what they've always done. And I certainly go the other direction and say this is a world of opportunity. And if we can shift our mindset a little bit and really embrace the potential that's out there, we can try new things, we can learn new things, and we can accomplish some greater things, whether that's around business or social issues or some combination therein.
But some things are you and I have some control over. We can consume this information or not, but some things we don't have any control over, and that's the way some of this new media that you report on so much, the way it influences society, the way it moves the poll meters, the opinion polls, and that sort of thing. It's affecting politics, isn't it, big time?
Well, yeah, and I think not necessarily for in a constructive way, right?
Oh, really?
Politics has always been about, you know, people understanding and being passionate about the issues and going into the voting booth with the hope that their choice of a candidate or their choice of an elected official is going to represent their interests. And, you know, digital and social media give everyone a platform and a channel, and in some cases obscures the important discussion. So more political activity is absolutely great, but when that political activity only considers a small portion of those voices or only gives the ability for the person who is the loudest to be considered, we're actually setting ourselves up for making, you know, choices that don't have appreciation for the long term. We make short-term choices.
But isn't it, from a political standpoint, though, isn't the other side of that coin the people that we elect to govern to run our governments? We have the ability to let them know on a more real-time basis what we really expect of them rather than the last time they were at a town hall meeting 6 months ago?
Sure, but I think we have to go beyond simply yelling at them or raising awareness. We have a real opportunity to partner up, to collaborate with our elected officials and say, you know, I have personal experience or I have a different perspective. Let me help you to solve this problem. And, you know, let's connect in the case of small business owners and small business proprietors. Let's band together and help government and help media to really understand our issues instead of framing us in a way that, you know, might be popular or might be, easy seeming, but isn't ultimately going to get the job done.
One of the things that I talk about, I have a some ideas that I talk about on the show and speeches and write about. I call it the age of the customer. And part of that is what I call parallel universes. We're in kind of a parallel universe. We still have vestiges of the old, non-digital world that we all have, we all still like a little bit about, or most of us do, older people do anyway. And then we've got all this new digital stuff that's really driving the way things are going. And so we kind of have one foot in both worlds. And isn't that what where the real anxiety is right now, is that we still haven't made the transition completely? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a great analogy to suggest you're sort of straddling the fence and trying to have it both ways. And, I think what people fail to recognize or maybe embrace is the idea that, technology and the internet and the influence that they're having on our lives is not going away. The genie's not going to be put back in the bottle. And so that's not to say that the way we have done certain things or our traditional methods of running business or organizing ourselves aren't valid. In fact, the experience and the perspective that you gain throughout, your life is incredibly valuable. That history, that judgment that you bring to modern situations is incredibly necessary, more necessary probably than many appreciate. But we have to jump over to the other side of the fence completely and just recognize that really nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
There isn't anyone who can truly say they've cornered the market or is a full-on expert in what the impact of the internet and technology really is on our lives.
And specifically, we're talking about, there are several things. We're talking about the internet. We're talking about social media. We're talking about all the different applications. But we're also talking about something that's been around for 40 years, or 30 years, and that's the 24/7 news cycle, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, when you have this constant flow of information and so much more information, you can't wait around to take, to take stock of what's
right.
happening. You have to, really sort of dip your finger into the information river and, make sense of what's happening in real time and make some choices. And sometimes sometimes that's a guess, but, it's
shift.
Better to guess than stand still.
That's the shift and reset that you talk about in your book, isn't it?
Exactly. That first big important step is really just thinking differently, just recognizing that what we're doing isn't working and that we need to try some different things. And I ultimately have a lot of confidence in, particularly innovators and small business owners, because
I got to take a quick break. We're going to get this right. I think the reason why there's so much anxiety right now is we're in the transition period. When we get down the road a little bit farther, it won't be the same. The same thing happened when automobiles started hitting the streets and scaring the heck out of all the horses. It's 20 after. We're going to be right back with Brian Rich after these messages. Stay with us.
Sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.